Joining me now in the studio, Joan Farnham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have to scrape your windshield?
I did.
Me too.
It was soft.
It was. I kept thinking to myself as I scraped, I thought, if it was always this easy to get ice off the windshield, wouldn't that be nice?
Right. And it's wet. And so that means moisture.
And that's good.
And it smells like spring out there.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like spring. The first morning I really said, ooh, it smells like spring.
And this from a gardener.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the food project, you know, we're trying to grow plants for people this year. Mm-hmm. And so we planted them at the community center, all these little seeds. And I don't know if you've ever tried to plant one time seed at a time, but they are smaller than a dot.
Like little lettuce seeds?
No.
Smaller?
Oh. They're so small, I could not pick them up. I had to give them to someone else because I would get 10.
In your little pinch?
In a pinch.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so I guess we have to admit that April's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
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 So, but there's cool things to do.
Yeah.
Station of the Cross is open at the Our Colony, and this is, it closes on Easter Sunday. But they, because of the type of show that it is, they have extended hours, and they're going to be open on Sundays and till 8 o'clock in the evenings during the week until Easter.
Okay.
And I think it closes Easter afternoon. But and they're bringing in some more musicians. And okay. Alex and Daniel Dittmanson, they're young men. They're, I don't know, 15, 14. They're going to be playing cello and violin on Tuesday night from 6 to 9. At the Our Colony for the show. And Tristan Beister is going to be playing classical guitar.
Wow.
On Thursday night from 6 to 9.
Nice. So explain to folks what this is. I mean, it sounds like church.
Oh, Stations of the Cross. It's not church. It's 27 artists' take on that traditional stations, 14 Stations of the Cross that have been depicted in art and in churches since, I don't know, a couple thousand years, or 1,000 years, say, or 500 years, since the medieval times, and but this is a local take on it in the sense that it's not a religious show; it's a response of artists to that particular station, and sometimes some of the painting, there's paintings, there's glasswork, there's fiber art, there are quilts, there are ceramics, there are prints, and there's collages, and they're all different, and it's quite an amazing show. It's a great show. I'm recommending it, and so people should drop by because even if they're not religious, I guess my feeling is even if they're not religious, they probably grew up when they were growing up. They're going to Sunday school, and they learn these stories, and so it's a way to remember those or encounter those again as an adult. And if you are religious, it'll give you new thoughts.
Yeah. All right. And it's at the Art Colony.
Yes.
And the hours that they can see it on the weekends?
10 to 4.
Okay.
Well, actually, 10 to 8. Let's see. I try and get these absolutely accurate, and I never am, but they're supposed to be open from 10 to 8 throughout the week, including Sunday. They're going to be open on Sunday for people.
Okay. I'm just going to check here while you go on to the next thing, and maybe I have a note on the times here.
All right, another show we can go see, the North Shore Photographer Show at the Johnson Heritage Post. All kinds of different kinds of photographs of the North Shore and our favorite places on the North Shore. It's very, very wonderful. 7 different artists, some of them local, some of them come from the Twin Cities up here all the time to photograph. And prints are available as well. I mean, just plain prints, not necessary, and some cards. Some of the photographers, like Mr. Sundberg, brought cards, and I think I don't know who else has cards, but it's really a fun show. Have you been to it yet?
Not yet, nope. Sneak in at the end.
There you go. Yeah, next weekend we do the furniture show. There's going to be a show of all the craftsmen in the furniture makers in Cook County. And that opens next Friday night, so keep your hat tuned for that, because that should be really, there are some really good furniture makers here.
Yes, there are.
And so we'll be able to see it.
And that's at Johnson Heritage Post as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to give everybody a heads up is that WDSC Channel 8 has got a grant, a legacy grant, for to develop a weekly program about the arts in the Arrowhead region. And it starts next Thursday at 9 o'clock, and Betsy Bowen's going to be on that show. And there'll be other ones, too. And the way the show is going to work is they're going to have live artists in there. They can be theater people, they can be playwrights, they can be musicians, they can be painters. And in Betsy's case, you know, she's a woodcut printmaker. Mm-hmm. And there'll be interviews, and I haven't seen the show. But then there'll be breaks, and there'll be music, and there'll be, you know, it'll be all kinds of things about the arts. And what they're going to do, instead of having commercials, because of course it's a public television station and they don't have commercials, they're going to sort of have art commercials. And art commercials, well, I sort of made that up, but really that's what they're that's what they are.
Okay.
And communities can send in 1 to 2 minute videos of an art event in their community.
Ah.
So this is an opportunity for everybody all over the Arrowhead region to get out, take a little video of some event they're having and send it into, and they might get transmitted all over the northern part of the state. Apparently, this program has been caught up by a couple of other stations in Minnesota. Isn't this fun?
That's nice.
So it's called The Playlist. And if you want to find out more about it or how you can recommend them come and do a story about your group or your favorite artist, the website is wdse.org/shows/playlist.
Okay.
And I think you might, if you put WDSE playlist into your Google or your search engine, you should be able to pull it up.
Okay.
And then there's a description of the whole thing and email addresses, and it's very fun. And they came here, Karen Sunderman and Steve Ash, who's a main photographer, came here and did a training on using the flip video camera. And we have one in town. It's being housed at the Grand Marais Art Hall, and you can call Amy Demmer and say, I have this great idea. And then she can show you if necessary. It's very easy to, it's a point and shoot video camera. And,
I like it.
Me too.
All right.
Okay. And let's see, music. They're going to do an Easter egg hunt today. Oh,
I know, at 9 o'clock. I was going to.
Oh, I think it's 10, isn't it?
Well,
they have a walk run maybe at 9. The kids go out and search it at 11, I think.
You're right. 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, it'll be a nice day to run. And I think they are going to be hiding at least 2,000 eggs out there. Okay, 3,000 eggs. I knew it was at least 2,000. Oh, boy, that'll be crazy. I'd like to go just to stand by the sidelines and watch those little kids search around and get...
There's a good video for you.
Oh. It's raining out. Okay, Papa Charlie's. Yeah. Today, this afternoon, James Moores will be on 3:30. Seaver Tone, 6:30. And at 9:30, DJ D'Angelo. Or D'Angelo. Or
D'Angelo?
D'Angelo. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Cook County's Most Wanted is at the Gunflint Tavern tonight.
That would be Rod and Reel.
Yes, it will. And on Sunday, classical music with Rio Brio, classical Brazil music.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. 7 to 9. And James Morris will be at the tavern. How about that?
That sounds great.
Keep dry.
Thank you, Joan. Joan Farnham comes in on Saturday mornings right around 7:45 or so and gives us the art scene. Everything you want to know about things happening artistically, musically, Joan has it. And check out her blog too at northshoreartscene.com.
WTIP site too. So just go down to, just get on the WTIP webpage and look for North Shore Art Scene and click on it, and you can go right to it.
There you go. Thanks, Joan.